Yeah. Extra, extra, read all about it. You hear it. You see it.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Yes, read all about it. Right there on the screen, ladies and gentlemen, you see it. Nebraska Athletic Commission, their rules, their regulations, their guidelines. You got to go by it. Extra, extra, read all about it. You have to go by it. Yes, you do. Man, I tried to tell y'all. I tried to tell you this was a mess. I had like four people telling me, and they sending messages back saying, yo, LB, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know about Omaha. You don't know this. You don't know that. I'm like, okay, all right, we'll sit back. We'll wait. Now, before the fight, that Thursday before the fight, when I did my show, I went online and showed everyone what the numbers were looking like as far as the seats, how it was selling. It was showing 20% of ticket sales being sold so far. Now, I will say this right here, ladies and gentlemen. I watched the ticket sales up until, I think it was like 6-7 o'clock, and the tickets were getting sold. Why everybody in Omaha wanted to wait until Saturday, the day of the event, to start buying tickets, it blew me over. I just knew. I'm like, wait a minute now. This don't make no sense. Just Thursday, only 20% sold. Now here it is Saturday, and they can sell this bad boy out. Do it, Omaha, Nebraska. Very proud of you. Ace 100. Y'all did a good job. You did a good job. You did a wonderful, wonderful, good job. That ain't what this story right here is about. This story right here is about this right here. That right there. You see it on the screen. Not paid in full. Mr. Terrence Crawford told everyone, I got to have my money already. And I'm going to get the other hat before I step foot in the ring the week before. That's not what this states. I'm laughing, ladies and gentlemen, because at some point in time, just stop lying. That's my thing. Stop telling lies. You see it. BOK Prime Boxing. This just got released about 5 hours ago. It says, fighters and vendors will receive all monies owed after revenue from gate, pay-per-views, and sponsor are accounted for. Please be patient with us. We are a new operation. I really don't know whether or not this is true, because honestly, as a business, that should be something that should be kept inside. That should have been a memo that they sent to everyone that was a part of the event itself, not for people like me and you and so on and so on. That right there should have only been for the people that was a part of that event last Saturday. So when you talk about being a businessman, Terrence Crawford, these are the things you have to look at. The credibility of the company. If this right here was actually true, if this Twitter page right here is actually BOK Prime's boxing original page, these are the things you need to look at. You're looking at some underclassmen right here, Terrence. Come on, man. Underclassmen. Very, 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 very underclass guys right here. That's not classy at all. Mm-mm. Not for everyone to see, because really what you're doing, BOK Prime, if this is your legitimate Twitter page, you just threw yourself and everybody that was on that card under the bus. The announcers, everybody that helped promote, you just threw everybody under the bus, showing what type of operation you truly are. This is classless. I would have never, for Up One Entertainment, we would have never placed this on social media for everyone to see. If anything, we would have sent memos to the key players, the managers, the supervisors, everybody that was in charge of their key players. We would have sent the memo to them, and they could have distributed it to Terrence Crawford and some of the other people, not to people like me. Because people like me are going to make a mockery of this kind of mess right here. Not saying that's what I'm doing, but I'm just saying, hey, a mockery has been made behind the mess that you guys are doing, BLK Prime Boxing. If that is your actual Twitter page, I'm not the only one that got it. Everybody's covering this story right here, right now. That ain't the reason why we having Hot Topics, but this right here is part of the Hot Topics on Terrence Bud Crawford and what he did. What did he do? The brother may have violated some of the rules of Nebraska Athletic Commission. Now, one rule did get violated, but Terrence wasn't at fault with the busted glove. I'm not going to go over the busted glove thing. You know, that right there is something that the commissioner, they need to take they need to take responsibility for their goof up and not actually doing the right thing when the busted glove happened. I mean, that's a no-brainer, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you have a defect in whatever you're working with on your job. You are to replace that defect with something to make the job work accurately, not to continue to keep working with the defect. I mean, come on, people. They had like, this was their first rodeo over there in Nebraska. Maybe it was. I mean, I don't know. I know there's a lot of corn over there. They do a lot of shucking. I mean, let me stop right there. Joke, inside joke. I'm keeping it to myself. But we're gonna go on with this right here. Terrence Bud Crawford. You kept saying over and over and over in interviews after interviews, and I kept saying, Terrence really need to just sit down. Put the whistle in his mouth and blow that whistle. Don't open your mouth and say one word. Just blow whistles. That's it. Yeah, just blow. I'm not a whistle blower, but hey, I'm just saying. Blow that whistle. But you couldn't do that. You had to keep talking and keep talking and keep talking and keep talking. Now, last month, we put something up on Urban Voice Media in reference to what Terrence Crawford said. He finally came out after he had told everyone that he was going to fight David Avanesian. He finally came out a week or two later, and he gave an interview. But in that interview, it was key things he talked about, how he's a great, good businessman. He's his own boss now, and how Earl Spence isn't, and how he's talking to these higher ups. Y'all listen and watch.
Of course, me and Al, you know, we going back and forth about, you know, the numbers. We not going back and forth about anything else. We just going back and forth about the numbers. All in all, I have two companies, you know, that reach out to me that, you know, wanted to give me and Spence $25 million guaranteed. $25 million guarantee up front. So, a real guy like myself, I call Spence. Hey, bro, look, listen. You know what I mean? I got this company that's willing to give us $25 million apiece, guaranteed. What's up? What you gonna do? He like, $25 million, what about the back end? I'm like, dude, listen. If they make their money back, then we get 80-20. You know what I mean? It's simple math. I said, man, we got people all buying.
Did he just say that it's simple math? He said it, didn't he? He said it's simple math. Boy, y'all keep listening.
I mean, still in the fight. They got the fire sticks. He laughed. He like, man, I got a fire stick too. I'm like, see? I'm like, man, ain't nobody really buying, you know what I mean, pay-per-views no more. I said, man, we get this upfront money, and we good. It's a no-brainer.
Now, I'll stop right there. Especially where it says it sounds like a bank. He was correct. No one is buying pay-per-views, but the pay-per-views they're not buying is his. The report's out right now, so he's slightly under 15,000 pay-per-views sold for the fight that he had with the only other person. And I said there was nobody on that card that we know. I shouldn't have said that because Chris Cyborg, we do know her from MMA. She has been in boxing for at least a year or two now. She has had several fights in boxing. So Chris Cyborg, she went from, I think she boxed at one time and then went to MMA and then came back to boxing. But she is boxing now versus MMA. So Chris Cyborg, I do apologize. She was on that card as well. But Terrence, 15,000 pay-per-views. You are correct. Nobody's buying pay-per-views, at least not yours.
You know what I mean? But one thing about me and the difference between me and the difference between Spence is,
here we go,
I'm really my own boss now, and he's not. He got to go through Al. He got to go through, you know,
he just exposed the problem.
His team and ask them if.
Y'all see that right there where it says on the screen? It says Terrence has no one who can negotiate for him. True story. Those are facts. He has nobody that can negotiate for him, not even himself. Listen to him and look at this mess. Fighters and vendors will receive. Really? I ain't got my money yet. I mean, that's quite natural. We have heard instances where Mayweather, he had to wait, but Mayweather was looking at some real big money, some real huge money. I understand this is a new operation. They got a lot of things they need to pay. We're going to go over that pay in a little bit, what all they got to pay. But we're going to continue to keep listening to what Terrence had to say in reference to him being his own boss. Let's see, where I think it was right there.
When I was with Top Rank, because I was signed to Top Rank.
Go back a little bit, y'all.
You know what I mean? His team and asked them if he can do certain things that I don't have to no more. Yeah, I might have had to when I was with Top Rank, because I was signed to Top Rank and they was my promotional company. So, of course, I had to go to Top Rank and ask them to get me this fight or do this for me or do that for me, because I was obligated to do certain things by their standard because I was signed to them. But now that I'm a free agent and I'm free to do whatever I want, I'm the one sitting at the table. I'm the one that's you know, talking directly to these high individuals.
Now you hear it. He said he's the one sitting at the table. He's the one talking to these high officials. He's the one. He's the one. He's the one. He's the one. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the one is the reason why this mess right here is going on. Now, it's easy for a lot of people to say, well, hey, LB, how you know Terrence? That's for everyone else and not Terrence. Terrence got his money. Well, stories also came out that it wasn't $10 million. I told you people wasn't going to be $10 million. I told you. It wasn't enough. Mm-mm. It wasn't enough. Mm-mm. I told you people, it wasn't enough key players on that card to make that card make sense for him himself to get $10 million. Because think about it, and I'm going to go through a couple people. I didn't go through it all. You got him. I think it was like 6 different fights on that card. Five to six fights on that card. If just do a little bit of math right here now. I showed on Thursday, last Thursday, how much all the tickets were. They were ranging from $60, $59, or $54 up to $320-something. There was more $60 and $90 seats than were $300 seats. But let's just say 18,000 people times 100. That's only $1,800,000, ladies and gentlemen. And he had 15,000 pay-per-views. 15,000 pay-per-views at $50. That's $750. $750 plus 1,800. That's only $1,875,000. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. And Terrence supposed to be getting 10, so he say. Now the reports say that he's only supposed to be getting $2 million, not 10. Still, I mean, just those 6 fighters at these numbers right here, which are actual factual from what the Chai Health Center seating capacity says. They're only 18, right at 19,000 a seating capacity, so we can give them a little bit more chump change. But, ladies and gentlemen, still, you got 6 players in this. 6. Come on now. Let's not talk about the light crew. Let's not talk about the sound crew. Let's not talk about the announcers. Let's not talk about the stage hands. Let's not talk about those guys. Let's not talk about the tech crew. We ain't talking about none of those people. We're not talking about the advertisement. We're not talking about the rental of the facility. It wasn't free unless Terrence got a... They said, hey, you're a hometown guy. We're going to give it to you free. It was none of that. That's why when you're doing deals, Terrence, as you say that you're your own businessman, bro, you got to think, man. You got to think, especially when you're doing mess like this right here. Y'all watch.
How do you know then that this platform is financially solvent if they're going to pay you and Bruno that kind of money?
Well, me personally, I don't know what Broner deal and structure is like, but I already got half of my money already, and I'm going to get the other half before I ever step in the ring, like a week before. So, you know.
Y'all heard that, didn't you? He said he got his money, half his money already, and he'll get that other half before he even steps in the ring. You heard it. Let's go back a little piece. Before he steps in the ring.
That way I don't have to worry about it before. So, you know, already. And I'm going to
go back a little bit more, y'all.
Broner deal and structure is like, but I already got half of my money already. And I'm going to get the other half before I ever step in the ring.
Uh-oh.
Broner deal and structure is like, but I already got half of my money already. And I'm going to get the other half before I ever step in the ring. Like, but... I already got half of my money already, and I'm going to get the other half before I ever step in the ring, like a week before. So, you know, that way I don't have to worry about if they have the money or if they don't, or have to go through all those hoops on getting paid. So my money is already secured.
Wow. He said that he's going to gain half of his money before he even steps in the ring. No, excuse me. He has half his money already. He'll get the remaining half before a week before. So not the week of, the week before he steps in the ring. So not this Saturday. Not the Saturday just passed, but the Saturday before then, he supposedly paid in full. Now, it's everywhere that he said it. He said it on Showtime of all places. Showtime. Lights, camera, action, Showtime. Ladies and gentlemen, this right here, what I'm showing you on the screen is Title 38 from the Athletic Commission's 2021 regulations of Nebraska for boxing. And if you look at Chapter 4, line item 002.05, it simply states, make sure you guys are looking, yeah, it simply states, no contestant will be paid before a bout. I repeat, no contestant will be paid before a bout. No contestant will be paid who does not complete the terms of the contract or who is deemed by the commissioner to be putting forth less than a maximum effort. Meaning, you get in the ring and you decide you just want to walk out the ring. You didn't get knocked out. You didn't get TKO'd. You know, your corner didn't throw in the towel. You just said, I can't take more of this beat. Now I quit. It's been some that did that. What they're saying is you don't get paid. Such as when bouts are stopped for any reason other than the inability of the contestant to continue. Meaning, I get in there. David got in there. David said, I ain't taking this. But Terrence is too quick. He's too fast. He's too powerful for me. I can't take this beating. This ain't for me. That's what line item in chapter number 4, 002.05. No contestant will be paid before a bout. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. What did Terrence Crawford just say right here?
The other half before I already got half of my money already, and I'm going to get the other half before I ever step in the ring, like a week before. So, you know.
You heard it. He said he done got paid. For the giggles, for those who say, yo, L, you just found something, someone you ain't really, this that ain't right, man. You playing with us. Okay. Y'all think I'm playing with you. So this right here is what I'm going to do. Since I'm playing, Y'all look right there. Y'all see it moving? Y'all see it? Now, you're looking at my screen of what I'm looking at. And I'm moving this thing right here. Now, you look right here. This right here that I just, like, look at that right there. Read that right there. Read it. No contestant will be paid before a bout. No contestant will be paid who does not complete the terms of the contract or who is deemed by the commissioner to be put to be putting forth less than a maximum effort, such as when a bout, such as when bouts are stopped for any reason other than the inability of the contestant to continue. Meaning, you can't go in there and just say, you know what, I'm just gonna play around. I ain't gonna really fight Terrence. You see it? I'm going up some more. Just to show you. Yeah. Go to it yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Read it yourself. It's right there. But Terrence said what? Terrence said that he already got paid half. And we'll go the other half a week before. When these rules and regulations said, Buster, you can't do that. 002.05. When Terrence, you state that you are your own boss. You sit at the table with the higher ups. Why come you didn't get educated, especially with this being your hometown, on the rules and regulations by the athletic commission there? Come on, man. Come on, really? And then you're going to boast and brag. See, this is some more messy stuff. Boasted and brag about what you already got. It ain't nobody's business whether you got paid, Terrence. Something, son, you got to keep to yourself. Especially when it comes to your money. Just that's business 000000. It ain't even a one in this. That's before you open the book of business. Keep your money, how much you make, when you made it to yourself. Have you ever worked anywhere other than in being a boxer? Surely you worked somewhere at Fields, Filthy Fields. What street is Fields on down there in Omaha? It ain't on 30, but I know that there's a couple streets over on down the road a good bit. It Fields, the spot where they got all kind of black figurines in it right beside the lunch meat. Fields, yeah. And the hog ma and with toys sitting beside it and balloons. You know what I'm talking about. You act like you still down on the corner down there below Fields, just hanging out. That's the kind of business y'all doing. Terrence, come on, man. Come on. We can do better than this. And then you came out and you did this right here.
Told them about BLK. That would have kind of like, oh, shoot, well, let's hurry up and get this thing done then. If he's got something else and there's a chance that he can go take another fight, then let's go get this signed, sealed, delivered.
Not at all. Not at all. You know what they would have did? See, when you're in certain negotiations like that, you deep in negotiations and y'all been going months and months and months to try to get this fight done, you know, it's kind of like you trying to bluff them. So basically, if I would have been like, hey, listen, I got this other company that I'm with, that if you don't...
If he's got something else,
Wait a minute to go back that far, but I want y'all to listen to what he says right here. He said they would have said this and they would have said that. So far, the PBC ain't said nothing about Terrence Crawford. The only people who are talking about Terrence Crawford is people like me who ain't got time. People like me who are really paying Terrence's bills when we pay for his fights. Yes. Or go and see his fights. We're the only ones talking because we upset at the fact that, dude, and I say upset, not mad. Nah. Upset that you up here playing games. When all this time you got your people out in Omaha and abroad thinking that you just big bad brother. I've had a couple debates with some guys who swore him down. Terrence was a bad boy. That Terrence could beat Spence. And I told them my feelings on that. But when Terrence pulled this, they came back to him and said, you know what, L, I think you're right. I think you're right. He don't want this, but we're going to continue on what he just said to Brian.
Damn, you deep in negotiations and y'all been going months and months and months to try to get this fight done. You know, it's kind of like you trying to bluff them. So basically, if I would have been like, hey, listen, I got this other company that I'm with that if you don't straighten up, then I'm going this way. Okay. So just think if I didn't and I was just bluffing. Okay, we're going to do your little thing. We're going to use that as a duck. We're going to say you didn't want the fight. Go on. Because now you turned your back and now you didn't want the fight. So we're going to use that as a duck. Go ahead. Let's see. And then if you don't, now you didn't fucked yourself. Now you're sitting on the island because you try to play, you know what I mean, somebody in negotiations, and now you're stuck with nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, are we missing something? Have anybody seen anywhere that PBC said this? Anybody? Has anybody seen it anywhere that PBC said this? I got a couple people mad right now. I don't know what they're mad about, but hey, be mad at Terrence. Don't be mad at me. Hey, I'm just a messenger giving out the message of the facts of what this guy done done. So don't be mad at me. But has anyone seen or heard some type of audio, some type of video, some type of text, some type of literature where PBC said, we're going to call what you did as a duck. Now we're putting you on an island. No, yeah, you really do need to be on an island because, dude, you're not in the same category with Spence, dude. This is the reason why Bob had a hard time with you, because they knew that Bob knew he couldn't come to the table. Bob's going to come out of his back pocket deeper than what he already has been doing with you in losing. He knew he was. That's one reason why Bob couldn't get the deal done, because it was so much money Bob's got to bring to the table. Because these people are looking at the logistics, Terrence. They're not looking at your foolishness, man, down there below Filthy Fields. They're not doing that, man. And I'm being serious right now. Fields ain't filthy, ladies and gentlemen. That's just a little thing that we have. Fields is a nice spot. You have in Omaha, go buy Fields groceries and get you some good stuff. But I digress to go back to say this right here. Terrence, you are your worst enemy because you will not listen, and you chose to not trust the people that could possibly help you get your career to where you can really be making some serious money behind your accolades of what you're doing that daggum ring. But that head so hard. Woo! So I don't know how many corn shucks you got shucked up in there, son. You need to digress and get away from some of the people that you are hanging around, some of the people that you are listening to, and go get some people who has some knowledge in reference to business and how to negotiate deals when it comes to promotions, brother. Because you're going to wait to the point where all you're going to have is your memories of being undefeated, fighting. If you're happy where you're happy, you hate it. It is what it is. You can be happy. It ain't for me to be happy for you. It's for you to be happy for yourself, brother. But I'm just saying, if you want more, you got to get away from what you're doing. Because what you're doing right now ain't working, especially when you're dealing with mess like this right here. That's messy. That right there is messy. And then you got this right here. Now, Nebraska Athletic Commissions didn't handle the thing right in that ring in reference to that glove, with those gloves. I'm wondering whether they handle things right when it comes to line item in chapter number 4002.05. No contested will be paid before a bout. I wonder, will they handle that right there the correct way? You tell me, ladies and gentlemen, until next time. Y'all stay up. Hot topic. This is a regular boy that takes a van. Don't ever make her take a back. I love, I'm not up on the baddest man you ever saw. Money making earth, bringing man, look at the party shirt. I believe you never see the devil, see the fucking scene. If I need to believe you, cry, talk, cap it. And then I'm going to see the captain. And when you get to the city, brother, learn to rock it. Very, 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 every time I bust a cherry, you my God, it's fame and glory. But I never tell a story, only time up on the mic, because it's under that I like. Me, you show the brothers, so I'll always keep the second floor. 1, 2, 4, time. Come on, y'all, let's rock.